Robert Falcon Scott's Widow, State Dinner, 1916, by Kate Fox. You must be tickled to death by the news about your husband, a dinner guest, addressing Kathleen Scott. Every tongue in London clucks Shackleton. Supplanting the dead at Verdun, the Dublin uprising, Zeppelins, incendiaries, mustard gas, another failed British hero unfurled. As some nitwit dignitary congratulates me on the return of my husband. I reach for my napkin, pitched like a tent on the bone china, as Asquith instinctively raises his glass, "To the brave polar explorers," he declares, omitting the specifics. The Norwegian flag, the horse meat, hoosh, 80-knot winds, scurvy, and of course, the bodies. 8 months preserved in the heart of the barrier snow, greeting the search party fully intact. I made Cherry Gerard describe them all. Bowers, at rest like a babe in bunting, frost branching like wisteria over the roof of the tent. Wilson, arms crossed, a blue look of hope in his eyes. And my con, the last to die. Burning what paraffin was left to write. I wasn't a very good husband, but I hope I shall be a good memory. Make the boy interested in natural history, if you can, before struggling out of his winter gear in the incongruous heat of freezing. I imagine the glacier's slow crawl to the sea and lift my glass. To Peary, to Amundsen, to Ross, to Shackleton, and to the rest of us, surviving the worst.